It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. A state legislator wants to help doctors by getting rid of the tax hike imposed on them during the last legislative session. Senator Steve Oban is sponsoring a bill in the upcoming session that would repeal the 20% business tax increase for healthcare providers. He held a press conference this week.
What we're announcing today is an important tax relief for independent medical practitioners. And I have with me Dr. Enru, who's going to give a little bit more detail about how this 20% tax increase that the legislature passed in 2019 over my objection and others, how it affects real-world medical practices like Dr. Enru's and others, and how it affects access to care. What we'll hear about today is that doctors who have independent practices and they're the ones who have to pay this. If you're a doctor associated with a big healthcare system, you don't have to pay it, oddly enough. But it's a fixed cost that will be required to be paid during good times and difficult times economically for doctors. So they have to make some tough decisions when they have a big tax increase of 20%, like this B&O tax imposed. They have to look at other ways of saving money. And one of the ways we'll hear about is doctors have to make tough choices about taking more Medicaid patients. This is the way we pay for a lot of our behavioral health care, and we pay for health care for the poor. It doesn't reimburse nearly enough the costs of health care to begin with. And now I've heard from several doctors that they will have to take fewer, in some cases, no more Medicaid patients. Medicare, similarly, doesn't cover a lot of the real costs of delivering health care, and that's how we pay for a lot of our seniors and those who are disabled. I've heard from a number of medical providers that they are no longer going to be able to take Medicare patients as well because of this tax. So we need to understand, as Washingtonians, the real world impact of big tax increases like this, especially on independent practices. Like Dr. Enru's. I will also point out the tax also applies to veterinarians. So if you want to take your cat or your dog in who needs care, you now are going to pay more for that because veterinarians have to pass along that cost to their patients. It also impacts dentists. It impacts those who provide mental health care at a time when we've had real challenges in providing enough mental health care to those who are in great need. In my view, the last thing we should be doing is increasing the cost, making it more difficult to practice in Washington for those who suffer from mental illness or an addiction issue. So I will turn it over now to Dr. Enru, and then we can take questions.
Thank you. So I'm Dr. Chelsea Enru. I work at Yelm Family Medicine in a rural community in Yelm, Washington, in Thurston County. And I'm part of a group practice. We're an independent practice. We've got 10 physicians out there, and we provide care to thousands of people in that part of the county, as well as Pierce County. Being a private practice and an independent practice, we do have to look at business, and we have really tight overheads. With this tax, this is gonna make that even tighter. That makes us have to make really tough choices of, can we hire that extra MA that would make us more efficient? As well as with the other increases that are being put on medical practices right now, with the electronic health record requirements, with electronic prescribing and more, our overhead is already really tight. Our practice has had to make some really difficult decisions this year in light of this upcoming 20% tax. Because when I see an adult Medicaid patient, I actually lose money by the cost it takes to get them in the room, to treat them, and get them back out the door. I actually lose money with that. So we've had to make the really tough choice to restrict our adult Medicaid patients. With that, I have patients calling right now who are crying because they don't know where to get their health care. And that's really hard. I have patients who are just turning 19 and moving from childhood Medicaid, which we will still be taking, to adult Medicaid, and they're worried about getting their mental health medications and worried about being able to stay stable on their other with their other health issues. In our community, I also provide OB care. That's prenatal care, and I do deliveries in Olympia. I'm caring for folks who travel an hour to get to me and then have to travel another half an hour to get to the hospital center. And so restricting that Medicaid would even provide less care. There's not another option for OB care in that in our town or within half an hour of us. Unlike other businesses that were affected by the B&O tax, we can't change our prices. We have contracted prices with insurance. We have set prices with Medicare and with Medicaid. So like the veterinarians where you might get have to pay more to take care of your animals, or with the other industries that are affected by this, those costs are gonna be pushed on to the consumers. I don't have that option. The other challenge is that going to medical school is not free. And I've come out with a significant amount of loans, as well as my colleagues around the country who are coming out with an average of about $500,000 in student loans by the time that they are starting their residency. Some people have to take out extra loans during residency to be able to eat because residency pay doesn't really pay. And that's, I have to meet those costs before I get paid, really. I have to pay all of my overhead business expenses, my student loans, and before I get to go out to dinner. With the increased cost, especially with people coming out to rural communities, it's gonna be harder to recruit new grads to rural communities because of their student loan debt and now the higher prices that are involved with running a business. A lot of the rural communities in this state have independent family docs or independent primary care docs that are providing care. And this is squeezing them to the point that it's going to be more difficult to replace those docs because many of them are aging and getting near retirement. And getting new grads out there is going to be harder and harder. We're already facing physician shortages. This is just making it more difficult. Primary care is the cheapest way to take care of patients too. And now this is going to apply to all physicians in independent practice, not just primary care. But if someone doesn't have a primary care, they have to go to an urgent care. That's 1.5 times the cost of seeing their primary care. If they're forced to go to the ER because they don't have a primary care physician, that's 12 times the cost. So that is folks that who have Medicaid who cannot find a physician who will take them because there are not many who have open panels right now. They are driving up the cost of everyone's health care because they have to go to the ER for their ear infection. With our tight overhead, it's going to be a real challenge. If this repeal takes place, I'm hopeful that we can change our personal clinic policy because I care for underserved populations, a rural population, substance use disorder. I care for LGBTQ folks who don't have physicians elsewhere. I care for pregnant people and then their newborns. And I want to be able to do the care that I've been trained for and not have to sacrifice my patient's care to be able to keep my doors open.
Thank you very much. Well, I think Dr. Enroo provides a pretty compelling argument for why it is absolutely necessary with this upcoming session that we repeal this business and occupations tax on independent medical providers, veterinarians, and dentists. Any questions?
Senator, it seems to me that anytime you repeal something, there's gonna be a hole in the budget. So I know it's a new tax, but still it's budgeted in. What do you do to fill that hole?
That's a great question. And fortunately, we are in flush times when it comes to new tax revenue coming in to our state. We have a high-tech economy that is hot, and we are already anticipating additional revenues that we didn't even forecast when we wrote the two-year budget earlier this year. Those additional resources will more than pay for
the modest reduction in revenues by this repeal of the B&O tax on providers. And as Dr. Enru, I think, has laid out, the cost will actually increase if we lose more and more private practice docs, because that means patients are going to much more expensive forms of medical coverage. And often those are paid by Medicaid, which the state pays half of. So the state is actually going to have to put out more money for some of these patients who could get more affordable care with Dr. Enru and other independent docs. So it will pay for itself, as it were, through this repeal. And if there's some little delta, that can be covered by the additional revenues coming into the state.
Dr. Enru, you mentioned you negotiate contracts with insurance companies and so forth. Why can't you just renegotiate it to have these new costs in?
That's a great question. And negotiating with insurance companies is not an easy thing to do. There's actually not a lot of negotiating that goes on. They generally say, this is what we're paying for this, take it or leave it.
And if I may add, I've actually been experiencing this in another job I have for the county, dealing with the integration of behavioral health and physical health and dealing with managed care organizations. What Dr. Enru said is absolutely the case. Now, if you're a large healthcare system and you have a much stronger bargaining position, and again, those systems are not paying this additional tax, they often can bargain better with insurance companies. So the irony is here is the very systems that could perhaps pass on those increased costs to insurance companies through strong negotiating positions don't even have to pay the tax.
You know, Republicans are in the minority. Is there any indication that there's bipartisan support for your bill?
I think there is. I think, as we've said before, healthcare and behavioral healthcare is a bipartisan issue. It has been in the legislature. That's one of the reasons why I focus in that area, because I like to be in an area where there's a lot of bipartisan work. So I'm optimistic that I'm not the only one hearing from my constituents who are concerned about the increased costs on healthcare by this B&O tax increase, that other Democrats as well have been hearing, and they also are sensitive to the issues of how this impacts the poor and those seniors who are depend on Medicare. So I'm hoping we'll get bipartisan support for this repeal.
Dr. Enru, can you give us like a real patient experience? I mean, you said you have patients crying. Tell us maybe a little story, if you have enough to top your head, about a patient who is impacted by the cuts you have to make.
Mm-hmm. I have a patient who previously had commercial insurance, and with job changes between he and his wife, that he was going to have to go on adult Medicaid. He's not ready or at the point where he can go to Medicare yet. And we had just started our policy. He called my office in tears and begging to be seen and that I would keep him on as a patient, because he doesn't have a good alternative without having to invest in a gas budget to be able to get to another primary care physician. Mm-hmm. And where we provide care, we have a full service place in Yelm that has lab and imaging and everything. We try to be a one-stop shop for our patients, and our patients are really appreciative of that. Losing that option is really terrifying to them.
Any other questions?
Dr. Enru, how can the closure of some of these rural practices really harm the population who lives there? I mean, you mentioned the gas budget, that people would have to drive far away, but do you have patients who just wouldn't get care if their option to come to you was removed? I mean, talk a little bit about what the patients that you are treating and kind of the additional burden this puts on them.
Yes, I mean, I actually have patients now who have trouble getting to my clinic because of transportation issues. If our clinic was not there, that they would have to be traveling an extra half an hour to get to the next health clinic. And that's not within their ability, not within their budget. Particularly the most disabled and those suffering from chronic health conditions, they are the ones that are at highest risk. They're also the ones that, if they can't access their primary care, may push out care and end up in the hospital with an even larger bill if that's one that they have to pay versus being on Medicaid or Medicare, that could put them under. And medical bankruptcy is a vast separate problem, but it's a huge problem.
And how can that affect the taxpayers? I mean, the people who are covering the costs that, that the patients can't pay for?
Well, like Senator O'Ban said, that Medicaid is paid half by the state budget, and that if those Medicaid costs are going up because of more ER visits and less primary care visits, then that's going to be passed on to the taxpayer.
Dr. Underwood, the legislature started a new medical school in Spokane with the hope that some areas that had a real lack of physicians would get more rural physicians. Do you think this tax will drive some of those hoped-for physicians that would go to rural areas to urban areas that are more lucrative for them?
Yes, I do. That medical school doesn't teach you anything about business, and it's very daunting to go into a private practice or to buy a practice straight out of medical school. And there's not many people who do that. I consider myself a very young dinosaur being in private practice. I'm the only person in my residency class that is not what we call an employed physician, which is fairly significant. And that just shows that, yes, while they may work in rural cities, such as Spokane, moving out to the smaller cities that don't have hospitals attached, I think that there's going to be less access for those physicians.
Find us online at wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.